In this sefer, Shabbos Parsha Bamidbar, Shabbos Mevarchim and Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Tov Shin Mem Vav, 1986, the Rebbe speaks about the preparations that we have to have for Shavuos, for the time of Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. What were the conditions and preparations when the Jews received the Torah, and what is our Aveda, what have to be our preparations now? There is significant focus placed on the role of the Jewish children, who were the guarantors for the receiving of the Torah. The Rebbe speaks here about why he founded Tzivos Hashem movement for the children. The main objective of our generation, of the children, is the outcry of we want Mashiach now, and how this relates to each and every one of us as we prepare for Zman Matan Torah Seina, for the time of the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. Einer von den Neuen, was haben gedacht sein von Matan Torah, lachen die alle anderen Hachonis zu Matan Torah, ist der Einer von Arbus. Als Eden haben gedacht, haben Arevim, als sie wollen mekaim seine Torah. One of the conditions prior to Matan Torah was that the Jews had a number of preparations to make before receiving the Torah, and one of them was the guarantee that the Jews had to give that they will fulfill and learn the Torah. Our Chazal tell us in various Midrashim that before Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah, had the Rebishter gefordert from the Eden, Arevim, as the Eden will learn the Torah, and the Chayfin later, Eva, unweisen gehen von Torah. Hashem demanded from the Jews a guarantee that they're going to learn Torah, and that they will conduct their lives according to the guide and instructions of the Torah. Actually, this is the primary objective of Torah. Talmud Gadol Shemevil Lidei Maisa. The greatness of learning is that it brings to actual deed. As Mizalnit Blaz Lenin Teda, that not only should a person learn Torah, nor as the Lenin's Olvirkunevs and Toktegel Chalevim, but his learning should affect and influence his daily conduct, that his conduct and the way he lives should conform to the instructions and teachings of the Torah. The Medrash goes on to tell us, as Eden haben vorgeschlagen verschiedene Arevim, that the Jews then suggested a variety of guarantees. Aber der Eibishter hat sie nicht mekabel gewinnt. But God did not accept those guarantees that were offered. Bis as Eden haben gesagt, until the Jews said, Beneinu yihiyu Arevim shalanu, our children will be our guarantors, they will guarantee the upkeep and the study of the Torah. It should be noted that this Lashon, the terminology used in various versions of this Medrash, appears with slight variations. In Medrash Tanchuma it says, Baneinu yihiyu arevim shalanu, our children will be our guarantors. In Shir HaShirim Rabbah, the terminology used is, Baneinu arevim esanu. The content is the same, the words are slightly different. When this offer was made by the Jews, they, the children, were accepted as the guarantors for the upkeep of the Torah. The children were accepted as the guarantee that the Jews will learn Torah and conform, live by the instructions and guidance of the Torah. The Pashtus meant us, as the Yiddish Kinder, in English of Medelech, far bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, this literally means the Jewish children who are before bar mitzvah, before the age of 13, and before bas mitzvah, before the age of 12. Why? Varman Arev, darv zayna zavas is nidr bal chevasmi. Because an Arev, a guarantor, has to be not someone who is obligated, but only guarantees the obligation of someone else. Being that the Torah was given for all Jews, anoshim v'noshim, both men and women, so the guarantors that the Jews will keep and accept and live by the Torah was not possible to be guaranteed by those that are above bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, because they themselves then have an obligation, those that are already over bar mitzvah, adults, and they cannot guarantee something which they are themselves obligated to fulfill. But specifically children who are prior to bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, who are not obligated to fulfill Torah mitzvahs as adults. It should be noted that there is an obligation to train children, to educate children. That is the mitzvah of chinuch, of bringing up children in the way of Torah mitzvahs. So they have that obligation from that vantage point. But as far as a personal obligation, before bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, there is no personal obligation. So therefore, these children, before the age of 13 and 12, for boys and girls respectively, they were the ones who were accepted as the guarantee. And these Arevim, these guarantors, were all the Jewish children, both boys and girls, just like by Matan Torah, just like by giving of the Torah in general, is given to Anoshim and Anoshim. Torah was given to men as well as to women. V'adarabe. On the contrary, not only was it given to women as well, but Friir Kesemer Lebeis Yaakov, Elu HaNoshim. But first, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to approach the women, Undernach, and only after the women accepted to take the Torah, V'sagid L'bnei Yisrael, Elu HaNoshim, only after that did Moshe Rabbeinu go by God's instruction to the men, as it's brought down in Rashi, is brought down by Archazal in Medrash, and so on. Und slug ze er arvus, as idn veln almo lernen teire, und sich heif in leid die anweisung von teire, hat der Rebbe schon gegeben mitten in teire, as evkola deiris. And it is based on the guarantee of the Jewish children, the boys and the girls, that Jews will conduct themselves by the instructions of the teire, they will learn teire, then God gave the Torah to the Jewish people to the end of time. This was the preparation preceding the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. Of what significance is that today? Hayomim ha'ele niskarev v'nasim. This is a pasuk in Megillas Esther. It is explained by the Arizal that certain events, when the anniversary comes, when they are celebrated in the proper way, Niskarim, when they are remembered in the proper way, then Nasim, then they are reenacted and they happen again. Yedin Yor, when Niskum Dirzman, every time when a certain time period comes, Chazan Zechibed Yinyonim Vizan Givem Epam Rashayna, those things which happened the first time are reenacted and they are repeated as it happened the first time. Und der Fall auf dem Zayn niskorim von dem was hat passiert bis man selber paar mal schöne. That's why it's necessary for us to remember and to commemorate that which happened the first time. Und nicht stamma sie korin. And it should not be just an ordinary memory of what happened years ago. But nasim, we have to relive and reenact and internalize that which happened. As medagdus ibalem in maise bepeil, that we have to actually relive that same phenomena. In the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, as mizolas nit bleis heren or der heren, that this has to be not only heard, which means externally, but der heren, but we have to hear it profoundly and deeply and internalize that message which we are reliving and remembering. This sikha will be continuing in Mirzachem by the next shir.